This is a Day at the Beach podcast. My name is Clint Beachwood. This is episode number 250, and this is where you can find new releases in the worldwide genre of instrumental surf music. 250 podcasts. Hard to believe sometimes. I will expound more on that after this first set of music. As typical, I am happy to say that there are several new bands making their way onto the show for the very first time. I'm also playing several covers on this podcast. I usually shy away from covers, but there were so many, and they are so good, that I decided to play them this time around. In honor of podcast 250, I have a pretty huge giveaway, so stay tuned for that. I will tell you more about that after this first set of music. But we're going to start with one of those covers I mentioned. It's Henry Mancini's A Shot in the Dark, being performed by the CJs on their very new second EP, A Touch of Evil 2. Then we're going to Lyon, France, Bar Harbor, Maine, and Belgrade, Serbia. So sit back, crank up the volume, and enjoy A Day at the Beach. We'll be right back. That was a band called Talasi from Belgrade, Serbia. Their new album is called Talasi. Talasi? Talasi. And I played White Sea Surfers. Before that, Delta Ring. These ladies are from Bar Harbor, Maine. Their latest single is called The Wild Rumpus. And before Delta Ring, it was Sun Cream, another new band to the show. They're from Lyon, France. The song was Paradise Island. And the CJs opened things up, a cut from their second EP, A Touch of Evil 2. I played A Shot in the Dark. Well, I started being a surf music DJ back in 2001 at San Diego State's little college radio station, thanks to Joe Schrin. In 2010, I moved the podcast to Rick Wilkinson's website, Austin Ribbon Mics, where it's been ever since. I have been given lots of gifts over the years, t-shirts, music, etc. But about a month ago, I received something that I have never received before, and I am just kind of blown away. 4 USB thumb drives that contain all of the podcasts, 1 through 250. Each thumb drive includes the MP3 of the show, the picture for the show, and the playlist, all fitting in the palm of your hand. I have 4 of them. I'm going to give them away anywhere around the world, not limited to the United States. If you are interested, just get in touch with me and tell me you would like one of these thumb drives. I will draw the winner on July 1st, 2026. Again, a huge thank you to Danny in Texas for the time, energy, and money he spent on these thumb drives in sending them to me so I can give them as a gift to you. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the music. These are the Screamin' Seagulls from the UK. We'll be right back. Those were the Bobaloonies out of Quebec City, Canada. Their new album, Going For It, is going to be officially released here in about a week or so. The song I just played was Overcast. Another new band to the show before that, Surf Monkey Death Squad. A band out of the UK, their album was released in April. It's called Super Ape Tsunami, and the song you heard was Terror of the Deep. In front of that, another cover, this time by the Dewey's here in Southern California. A preview from their next LP, Dewey's Clubhouse Studio Chronicles Volume 1. That was Booker T's Time Is Tight. That's a great song, isn't it? And the Screaming Seagulls, the Drums A Go-Go from a soon-to-be-released self-titled LP. Starting off the next set is the Blue Unknown. They come from Everett, Washington. Their five-song EP came out in April. It's called You're On, and they're about to play for you Into the Blue Unknown. We'll be right back. Those were the West Mains from Houston, Texas, doing Get Off My Grass Skirt from their EP Laguna Madre Sunset. Squid Vicious was active in the surf world in the late 90s. They have new music out. I just played a song called Inkjet. You can find that on Deep Eddy Records' 2026 new music sampler. Squid Vicious. The Vacuumoids, kind of in the same boat. They recorded an album back in the early 90s in Belgium. It has now been released. It's called Surfers in the Attic, 1991-92. The song you heard was First Waves by the Vacuumoids. And the Blue Unknowns from Everett, Washington did Into the Blue Unknown off their new EP called You're On. Let's stay in Washington, this time in Seattle. The Desolate Coast and their new album just came out this week. It's called The Shadows Ignite, and here's a song called Your Cave or Mine. and Surftone from Portland, Oregon, has just released a couple new songs. I just played Ziptide. You heard all 80 seconds of it. Playa Cororica from Rancagua, Chile, did a song called Piquero en la Rockerio, or Stage Dive at the Rockerio. And that's from their new album, Caleta de la Santa Rabia, or Cove of Holy Rabies. I get my information from Google Translate, so if I didn't pronounce it correctly, you can blame Google. Before that, a couple covers. It was Lee Valensky Trio doing In My Room, a new single that just came out earlier this month. Then you heard the theme to A Summer Place, done surf style by Matt Hooray. He's from Orange County, and it's a single that was just released earlier this month as well. That song was written early in 1959 by Max Steiner and originally performed by the Warner Brothers Studio Orchestra to be played in the movie Theme to A Summer Place. It was originally titled the Molly and Johnny theme, but soon became known as the Theme to A Summer Place. The big hit was performed by Percy Faith and his orchestra. It reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1960 and held the top spot for 9 consecutive weeks. It remains the longest-running number one instrumental in the history of the Hot 100 chart. Before Matt Hooray, it was The Desolate Coast doing Your Cave or Mine. Up next, one more song to close out the show. It's by the Bolt Riders. They're from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Juan Chavez contacted me. This is one of his songs with the Bolt Riders. It's a little on the old side. It came out October 31st, 2024, so it's the oldest song on the show. The name of the song is 89 Miles. He wanted me to play it for you, and I will gladly oblige. These are the Bolt Riders, closing out a Day at the Beach podcast number 250. Once again, those were the Bolt Riders with 89 Miles. As the sun sets on another show, I want to send out a huge thank you to all of you for listening, for Danny Ledger for providing these giveaways of these thumb drives with all 250 podcasts. Please, if you're interested, just get in touch with me, let me know, and I'll put your name in the hat. Drawing will be July 1st, 2026. Again, anywhere in the world. Background music for today's show comes from Triple Agent Records 9. It is a sampler of lots of modern music, all of it free to download on Bandcamp. All 9 issues are free to download. Thank you, Triple Agent Records. So until next time, crank up the reverb, soak up the sun, and keep those good waves rolling in, because this has been another Day at the Beach.